Have you ever thought of how terrorists find their recruits? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Knowing who is vulnerable to extremist philosophy means that we can try to prevent those targets from being picked up by groups like ISIS. We're talking about one strategy mission groups are doing today. And a lot of people want to get involved in what mission organizations are doing, but aren't sure where to begin. If that's you, we've got a story for you today. But first, 250,000 refugee kids in Lebanon don't go to school. Dale Dielman with Tent Schools International says those camps are prime hunting grounds for extremists who are looking to recruit followers.
The longer that kids are in camps, the more likely, according to a lot of research, there is for them to be recruited by militant groups. But the evidence has also shown that giving children an opportunity to have some hope by having an education significantly reduces these chances of children being radicalized.
And that's why Tent Schools is getting in front of the problem by bringing the schools to them.
Right now, we're in the process of raising funds to get another school up and running by September in the Baca Valley in Lebanon.
Each tent school educates over 100 kids. And what was fertile ground for radicalization is now fertile ground for God's Word.
Every day at the school, they begin the day with prayer. They begin the day with a Bible story. And throughout the day, they have opportunities to talk about the message of the gospel with the children.
Tent Schools International is well on its way to raising $32,000 for that new school. If you want to get behind it, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And lately, we've been highlighting Family Christian Partner Ministries. Today, we're talking about Goshen Valley. Zach Blend is the executive director of Goshen Valley.
Goshen, 15 years ago, opened its doors to the Goshen Valley Boys Ranch, which was the first of its many agencies that, in the case of the Boys Ranch, is focused primarily on foster youth in the state of Georgia.
Because of the great need for foster families, many times it's teenage boys who have the hardest time finding a home. But Goshen Valley and Family Christian partnered to do just that about 9 years ago.
It was at that time when Family Christian was looking for a domestic partner where they could start to send their employees as missionaries to work with the foster children of, specifically in this case here in Georgia, that was in alignment with what was known as the James Fund, which was started around the focus of serving the widow and the orphan.
Since then, the ministry's grown from serving just a few boys to serving many. And it's done so partly thanks to support from Family Christian, its customers, and through prayer. But now, will you pray with us? Pray for the boys at Goshen Valley to know what it means to have a family, truly be loved, and to hear the gospel. Stay tuned for other ways that you can get involved. Finally, in many parts of the world, people have not heard about Jesus Christ. Even if they have, they lack the resources to keep on learning. That's why Christian Resources International set up a distribution center in Kenya, where locals can find the resources necessary to grow in their knowledge and faith. CRI's Jason Wolford.
So at our Kenya Distribution Center, we train up 100 pastors every month and then give them the Word of God, seminary materials, Christian resources that they need, and also Christian discipleship education materials, and then go back to their church and give people a Bible who've never owned one. We just had an update where someone was thanking those that support this mission, thanking them that they got to read John 3:16 for the first time out of their very own Bible. And so those distribution centers are making it possible for people to come and get the Word of God for free. It'd be similar to us going to a local bookstore and walking in and being able to shop 100% for free and walk out and be blessed. And that's what's happening at these distribution centers.
What it means is there's a home for your unused Bibles and Christian books. If you want to donate them to good use, look for the highlighted links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's the daily emails at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.